Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mental Health and Jesus. I hope that this message finds you well as you are navigating through this unique time in our world's history where everything seems to be on pause. If I could sit with you, I would love to hear your experiences and what this time has taught you, if anything, and what you have been experiencing. Today I wanted to share my experiences, and I recognize that there are a lot of different emotions and a lot of different experiences depending on where you live, your circumstances, the nature of your work, the resources available to you, your home life. And I can only share what the Lord has taught me in this time through the lens of what I struggle with as far as mental health. I want to be sensitive to say that I recognize that there's a lot of people who are dealing with severe loneliness, severe depression, severe anxiety, and even loss in this time. So I want to be sensitive to that, and I have been fortunate in this time, and so even though there has been some form of depression, anxiety, ADHD that I always have to learn to balance and walk with, I have not yet been faced with loss or severe illness, but I do want to share with you what the Lord has taught me in this time. So I want to say first that initially there was an increase in anxiety, but this anxiety is not of the disorder nature. There's a difference between a disorder of anxiety, where there are chemicals released into your body bloodstream that causes different things to happen, and those things have certain triggers, but we're usually not aware of what those are. And sometimes you're aware and you can learn from your toolbox how to handle that. But this anxiety was mostly anxious thoughts and worry. And so I had to learn how to work with this new information coming out about the nature of what was going on, and just pray and trust, and learn how to balance that with truth. And so that was something initially. The second thing is that you may or may not be in a situation where you are alone, and so there would be a different levels of depression. It is scary for me to think during this time. There are a lot of people that I know that actually are living at home alone, and so during quarantine, they have been extremely lonely and depressed. And I would invite you to join me to pray for those people. And if you are one of those people, I pray that you are feeling a tangible manifestation of the Holy Spirit comforting you and guiding you. If you are living in a house with someone else or other people, as I have, there still has been a level of depression from isolation socially. I will say thirdly, though, that in dealing with ADHD, which usually impairs my ability to function up to par with, at least this is how I perceive it, I can't keep up with what other adults my age can do, and it's frustrating. And so I will say that during this time, there has been a level of healing. The healing has been good because I haven't felt that I need to perform up to, you know, the level that other people do. So those are my three experiences with mental illness during this time. From a spiritual sense, and just praying in my quiet time and hearing from God, I wanted to recommend a couple of resources to you today, and that I've been reading through during this time. And I want to start with a verse. I have four verses, and I'll start with Psalm 102, verses 25 through 28. In the beginning, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will wear out like a garment. Like clothing, you will change them, and they will be discarded. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. The children of your servants will live in your presence. Their descendants will be established before you. I want to point out verse 27. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. Basically, the theme that I want to communicate to you today is the theme of God being a rock. He is unchanging, the one constant, the one thing that we can fall back on and rely on. And even though sometimes we feel secure in our life, whether you do or you don't, the fact of the matter is that security is really a false sense of security, unless our security is God, because He is the only thing that we can be sure of. And so that is what I want to share, and that's the first verse for that. The next one, Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And again, just reinforcing that theme, that He is the same. This is Jesus, this is God, the Holy Spirit, three in one, Holy Trinity. He is the same. He doesn't change. And during this time that I have realized that maybe there was some false sense of security in the mundane, or in the income that I was receiving, or in just our way of life, and just getting used to that, and then everything stopping, and all of a sudden realizing, like, what is going on? What is happening, Lord? What we know that nothing comes from His hands that wasn't allowed by Him, and He's aware of everything, every single thing. So He knew, and He knows what's going on, and I was learning that it's still the same God, that He's in control. He was reigning on His throne before this information came out, and He is during, and He will continue to be, because that is who He is. He is in charge and in control of the universe. I'm going to move now to Malachi 3, verse 6. I, the Lord, do not change. So you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. This is one of the main things that God has been teaching me. I have been focused for quite some time on the concept of surrender. And every time I feel a rise in depression, from whatever that may be, sometimes I'm not even, well, usually actually, I'm not even thinking or meditating on something that's sad. Interchangeably, sometimes people confuse sadness for depression, and it is certainly not the same thing. But anyway, sorry to get off track there, but yes, the depression symptoms that rise, or the anxiety that rise, that thing that happens when you're going about your day and all of a sudden you have heart palpitations, or your hands are shaking, or you're having trouble breathing, and you have to go somewhere quiet and practice your breathing and pray and just wait for a panic attack to pass. Those kinds of things. So sometimes I get I have very little patience at this point for my depression, anxiety, and I have to have the eyes of Christ towards me and not focused on myself. I have to allow myself to see myself the way God does, the Christ that is in me, because I can easily get frustrated with myself. So when I've been feeling that rise, I you know, close my eyes and say, Lord, I'm having this. I surrender it to you. You have not given me a spirit of fear, but a sound mind. And I will recall verses. And I just want to push it away and surrender it. This verse here in Malachi just reminds me that it's a historical pattern of humanity that we may turn away from God and not keep his decrees. And I'm not connecting my mental illness or your mental illness to purposefully sinning. But what I am saying is I find comfort in the fact that when we do sin, in the areas of our life that we do sin, that he has grace, and he knows that we're going to turn away from him. And so this concept of grace, which I have for other people but more limited to myself, which is not healthy essentially, because who am I to be more judgmental of myself than God is? I should not be holding myself to, I'm not above God. And if God forgives me and has grace for me, I need to accept that for myself. So I've been reading a book by Beth Moore called Chasing Vines. And it really taught me afresh the concept of the word abide. I really would recommend that to you as a resource. It has been fantastic, and this verse just reminds me of just abiding with the Lord. Return to him, and he will return to you. And so I would recommend that if you feel the need to surrender, if you feel the need to the frustration rising up in you, that you're again having a panic attack, or you're feeling so low again and you can't get out of bed, and why do you feel this way when you have no reason to be, quote unquote. If you feel this, you need to return to abiding in him and remember that he is the potter and you are the clay. And so you have to allow him to shape you and mold you. And that is part of abiding, allowing him to shape that, to use what he has allowed in your life to be formed into the picture that He wants for you. And so I've been turning a little bit from the concept of surrender, which is an important concept, and we should surrender sin to Him. We should surrender our days to Him. But sometimes if we're always going towards surrender and just asking Him to take what's uncomfortable, in my case, these things, then I'm not letting it do the work it was intended to do, perhaps. So I am focusing more these days on abiding and just sitting with Him in the uncomfort, in those feelings. Yes, and then lastly, Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. And this is Revelation. It's the last book of the Bible. And just that theme that we see from the Old Testament to the New is the same. That God, creator of the universe, creator of you and me, He is in charge. He was in charge in the beginning. He's in charge today. And He will always, even to the end, to the end of time. And so these are things that I've been meditating on and learning that He's been showing me. I wanted to also tell you that during this time, I have discovered a show, interesting, about the life of Jesus. And I've really enjoyed, since I've had time, to watch this. It's obviously, of course, not a replacement for scripture. However, as a visual learner, someone who has trouble in general with reading because of my ADHD, I really, really appreciated this fresh look at scripture. It's called The Chosen. You can find it if you have access to YouTube. It's free. The episode's on there, The Chosen. C-H-O-S-E-N. And if you have a phone that you have access to an app or your app store, you can download the app, The Chosen, and watch the episodes on there as well. There are 8 episodes. It brings the scripture to life in a beautiful way. And so I recommend, if you have time, to watch that. It has been an incredible resource to just reaffirm the love of scripture and bring it to life. So I recommend that as well, to just bring about some fresh love for the Word of God, if you need an awakening of that sort. So that is mostly what I wanted to share. And I hope that it can bless you in some way. And I want to end with a song today. And this song is an older song. And it's called, well, actually, I don't know what it's called. I've called it Consuming Fire, but it may not be. It's an old hymn. And so I will leave you with that as a meditation for you to worship. And we cry, holy, holy is the Lord God Most High. And we cry, holy, holy is the Lord Most High. You are a holy God, and all consuming fire. You're robed in majesty,
Bright shining as the sun. Your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are high above. You are the fountain, Lord, of mercy, truth, and love. And we cry, holy, holy is the Lord God Most High. And we cry, holy, holy is the Lord Most High.
Be blessed, and I will see you next time. Or rather, I will talk to you next time. Have a great day.